Introducing Step 3 of this audio series on boosting confidence. Don't listen to your own negative thoughts. We are all our own worst critic. That voice in your head that says, you are not good enough, you are going to fail, you are hopeless, you make too many mistakes, and so on and so on. Please believe me when I tell you that everyone has these thoughts, even the most successful people. I have not met anyone who has managed to eliminate that self-talk. Even I have a lot of doubts about creating this audio series. My voice has said, what if I say the wrong thing? What if they don't like it? What if it doesn't really help them? I hope I don't make a mistake. It is very normal. So how is it that some people seem so confident? The answer is that they have learned not to listen to that voice. They allow it to be there and come and go without it stopping them. They understand that most of what that voice says is simply not true. In order to distance ourselves from that negative talk, the best way is to become the observer. The observer is the real you, the one that watches those thoughts come and go. People who are successful don't define themselves by their successes and failures. They know that everything is an opportunity to learn and grow and do better next time. There are two main parts within all of us. There is the part that lives in fear, which is responsible for that voice in our head. It talks us out of things because it is trying to protect us. Afraid that if we take a risk, if we do something new or different or challenge ourselves, we will end up failing, being criticized by others, and rejected by our people. It paints a very scary picture. Fortunately, the other part inside of us wants us to succeed. That voice lives in our hearts, and it's quieter than the thoughts in our head. It comes from a place of love and optimism. Even though that voice is soft, when you can quieten the louder voice in your mind and really listen to your heart, you will see that the message is very powerful. It is the message from your heart that has brought you to meditate and even to listen to this audio series. It wants to see you succeed. If you can learn to allow the voice in your head to come and go without being drawn into the fear, you will give your heart an opportunity to help you move forward in life. In my work, I often have fears and doubts, as I mentioned earlier. Every time I grow my business to the next level, or offer a new service, or promote a workshop, I fear that I will fail. But my heart motivates me to keep going. I know there are people out there who need what I have to share. I might not please everyone, but I'm not going to let that stop me from helping those who do benefit from my work. And now I would like to introduce the task for step 3. If you have constant negative thoughts about yourself, a powerful way to clear them is to write them down in a special book just for these thoughts. It may seem like a crazy thing to do, to write down your negative thoughts. but it actually helps to get the thoughts out of your head and onto the paper, and you will find that they will decrease as a result. Destroy the paper as you go. Tear the pages up and throw them away, or delete the file if you are typing it onto a device. Then, each day, when you have a quiet moment, when you are meditating or doing a task that does not take a lot of concentration, such as walking or cleaning or sitting on a bus or train, take some time to tune into your heart. Hear it whispering those beautiful words to you. In a separate book, write down those words of encouragement, of reassurance, of love. Overall, be very gentle and kind to yourself, and your inner self-belief will improve greatly.